From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama says he had a productive talk with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Syria, but the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra. Given the gaps of trust that exist, that's a tough negotiation. And we haven't yet closed the gaps in a way where we think it would actually work.
Speaking at the close of the Group 20 of Nation Leaders Summit in China, Mr. Obama says he instructed U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to keep working at it over the next several days in discussions with Russia about Syria. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Japan's cabinet secretary said the launch is a clear act of provocation, not only to his country, but to the international community, considering the timing of its launch coinciding with the G20 summit in China. A U.S. official attending the summit condemned North Korea's action, calling the missile launches a threat to both aircraft and maritime vessels operating in the region. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte slashing out at U.S. President Barack Obama, warning not to question him about extrajudicial killings in his country and a crackdown on drug dealers.
Plenty will be killed until the last pusher is out of the streets. Until the drug manufacturer is killed, we will continue, and I will continue, and I don't give a shit about anybody observing my behavior. I am a president of a sovereign state.
President Obama, who is heading to a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Laos, responded to reporters' questions about Duterte by saying he is a colorful guy. The two could cross paths during the summit in Laos, where Obama will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country. This is VOA News. Facing intense international pressure, South Sudan has agreed to the deployment of a 4,000-member regional protection force approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. The decision by President Salva Kiir, who in August rejected more peacekeepers, came a day after the 15-member Security Council visited Juba and warned sanctions if the peacekeepers were not accepted. A new generation of lawmakers bent on preserving Hong Kong's autonomy against increasing interference from China is heading to victory in the territory's parliamentary elections.
Sunday's election saw a record voter turnout, which helped usher in a younger crop of Democrats and helped the group retain their one-third veto block in the 70-seat Legislative Council. This was the first election since the 2014 student-led Umbrella Revolution, in which thousands of demonstrators brought the city's financial center to a standstill. Demonstrators were calling for less interference and more political autonomy from the mainland, but were ultimately thwarted by Beijing-backed police.
That was Julie Nose reporting. The electoral victory gives Hong Kong's pro-democracy forces a one-third control of the 70-seat Legislative Council, which gives it the power to veto bills approved by the council's pro-Beijing majority. Election Day in the United States, still 2 months away, but in keeping with a process that can at times seem like it never ends, voters in some states can begin casting votes this month, even before the two major candidates hold their first debate. Republican Donald Trump, meantime, edging closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls, 3 weeks ahead of their first face-to-face debate leading into the November 8th election. Demonstrators rallied against Brazil's president, Michel Temer, on Sunday with signs reading "Temer out, an election now." Tens of thousands protesting against the new government after Dilma Rousseff was impeached last week. Reports say it was the largest demonstration against Temer since he was sworn in as president for the remainder of Rousseff's term through 2018. Rousseff was ousted by the Senate for what they said was her mishandling of federal funds. She denies doing anything wrong. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For much more details about the day's news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.